Check 1 2. Check 1 2. So I guess in order for people to believe that Obama was actually born in Kenya, he's going to have to say it himself before people will admit it or accept it. I mean, people even on the right. It's not evident enough that the actual town of Kenya has a sign that says birthplace of Barack Obama. It's not enough that you can tell by the birth certificate that he kept releasing that it's been doctored. It's not enough that the actual medical guy in Hawaii who's in charge of the birth records says they can't find Barack Obama's birth certificate, the actual original. It's not enough that a literary agent back in 1991 described Obama as born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia and Hawaii. It's just not enough. I'm telling you, this is political blindness at its finest. When you have all this information and you just stay with the premise of assumption that he was born in America, instead of being willing to do what truth does, because truth has no agenda, therefore it investigates information, I think that's worth something. There's enough evidence to investigate. If all this information was given to a grand jury, they'd say there's enough there for a trial. And yet no one cares. And no one cares because proving the truth as regards to whether or not he was born in America or not doesn't change anything politically. It doesn't change anything politically, so why waste time doing it? How about because the truth has no agenda and the truth is worth knowing? This is what's so sad about our mainstream media, and this is what's so sad about GOP politics. If it's not politically, advantaged, it's not worth pursuing. How much will it take, America? From Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.